Good morning. Today is July the 8th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 13, we'd like to share just two verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 31, these are the words of Christ. He presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning, this precious parable that Jesus speaks of the fact that the kingdom of heaven is being like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. The power of God, the riches of heaven's glory. Beloved, each and every one of these precious blessings that Jesus speaks of in His parable is He speaks of the gift of eternal life. He speaks of holiness. He speaks of righteousness, all which come from heaven as a gift given by God through the shed blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus speaks in verse 31 about the mustard seed and the kingdom of heaven being similar as a man took and sowed it in his field. Receiving the salvation that God offers unto us, beloved, each and every one, initial size of that, such as us in our life, and such as the great, great debt of sin that we have manifest in our life, even through birth, through the fallen nature and the sin curse of Adam. I remember one day asking different ones in ministry as I grew older, "But how can I be more and more and more in a way in the favor of God? I want to receive what God has for me. I want to have in my life the things that manifest God's truth and God's grace in all areas of my life." I remember asking a minister at a church one time that question, and he told me, he said, "Son, you have a lot of years ahead of you, I would trust, and I would just ask the one way that you would be near to God is to always stay in His Word, always stay in prayer, and always seek God to help you and reveal in your life the things that would allow you to grow." Beloved, I believe this morning that's what Jesus speaks of in His parable. Speaks of the fact that even though we have been forgiven of our sins, we also know that we're small. We're small in understanding. We're small in the stature of the truth and the wisdom of God's love and grace. But as we get older and as we mature more in Christ, we become more like Christ, the Word declares. And we need to understand, just as verse number 32 says, "And this is smaller than other seeds, but when it is full grown," speaking of us as we grow in Christ, speaking of you and I, beloved, this morning, as we grow each day in prayer and in supplication before God, allowing the Lord God to work in our life in an amazing and a miraculous and a mighty way. You know, some of the Christians that I know of in my life today that I witness to, and the ones as well that I know that I spend a goodly amount of time with, are those that seem to be kind of dormant where they're sitting and where they're standing. They seem to be the ones that are kind of on hold, if you will, in the way that they grow in Christ. Many of these problems that I identify in their lives through the Word comes from the fact that they're not seeking after the fullness of God's love. They're not trusting God's love. They're not walking by the faith that God manifests in each of us at the point that He saves our souls. You know, in verse 32, the latter part, Jesus speaks, "It is larger than the garden plants, and it becomes a tree." It says, "so that the birds of the air can come and nest in its branches." You know, my interpretation of that last part of this verse is how those others will be drawn to Christ through the lives that you and I live, beloved, each day. You know, I want to ask you a question this morning that the Lord posed to me this morning as I prayed before the beginning of this broadcast. How am I showing others how much Christ's love is within my own heart? You know, last evening during the service that we had at a local assisted care home that we have each week, you know, I thought and I shared with those precious people how important it is for them and for us to be faithful. Regardless of our age, regardless of the adversity, we need to be faithful to God in all areas. We need to be faithful to pray for those around us. We need to be faithful to do, to say, and to be and speak the words of Christ as others would see Christ in us. Beloved, today I would just ask that God would help us with that. I would ask that you would work diligently as God has sought you and as God has paid that great price for your sin debt, as He's redeemed you through the shed blood of His precious Son, Jesus Christ. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Let's seek the Lord Jesus this morning for the understanding that we need from this parable. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we do thank you for these powerful verses, this parable that Jesus taught. Lord, we'd ask you this morning just to allow these words to penetrate into our hearts. Lord, we'd ask the things of this world today to be put at bay, God, for just a few moments as we come before you seeking understanding, seeking peace, seeking discernment. Lord, we'd ask you today to allow us each day and every day, Father, to grow in you. Grow to be more like you, Father, according to your word and according to the ways and according to the compassion and love, God, that you showed through your precious Son, Jesus. Father, we would just ask you today to allow the faith within us. Lord, allow the life that we live today as believers and as Christians. Allow each day, Father, for it to grow just as this mustard seed. As we begin many times, Father, I would ask you each day to allow us each day just to grow a little more, God. A little more like you, Father. A little more, God, in a way that would glorify and lift up and praise your name in all the areas of our life and all the things, Father, that we do. Lord, may others see Christ in us this day as they should each day. God, may you continue to hold your hands around us. May you continue to walk in our path before us, Father. Lord God, may you just undergirth, Father, our prayers this morning. Father, may you just bless the walk that we have ahead of us this day. Lord, surely not of anything, God, that we're worthy of, but because of your wonderful and marvelous grace and because of the faith, God, that you manifest to us through your precious Son, Jesus. Lord, we'd ask you today, if you will, Father, just to have your right of way in all areas of our life. God, we'd ask you today you would touch the sick and the shut-in. Lord, we'd ask you to put your hands on those that are walking at the edge of life. Lord, we'd ask you to touch those today that are seeking and trying to find understanding in this sin-cursed and lost world. God, may you redeem them, Father. Lord God, may you just save them from their sins, Lord, just as you have our own, God, as we confessed our sins before you. Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege you give us to come before you this day and pray. But Lord, most of all, God, we'd ask that you would allow our lives every day to lift and undergirth and to bless you, Father, in all areas. Father, again, we ask your love and your peace to be ahead of us. Lord, we'd ask your word to be within our hearts. Lord, we'd ask your truth to be on our lips. And may each of us together in unity, God, today bless your precious and holy name. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.